Today's Amud is Yavamas Yid Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we're in the middle of discussing a machlaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The story goes like this. The family is that we have Reuven, we have Shimon and Levi, they're three brothers, and Reuven is married to Rachel and to Shprinsa. And Reuven dies without having any children, so now Rachel and Shprinsa fall to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Which means that even though Rachel and Shprinsa, typically they're an erva of Eishes Ach, they're a chi of Kares, but the Torah is mechadish to us, and no, when Reuven dies without having any children, so then there's a parish of Yibam, and even though she's an erva, she's a chi of Kares, she falls to Yibam. The Maisa, what happened next, is that Shimon went, and he did chalitza with Rachel. So the halacha is, and this everybody agrees to, that although normally an Eishes Ach is a chi of Kares, once Shimon does Yibam, once Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel, so now their Leisase gets downgraded. Their Leisase is now Kacha Yasa Leisha Shirle Yivne as Beis Achav, Kevin Shle Bana Shuvle Yivne. They now have just a Leisase Greda to be with each other. The relationship between Rachel and Shimon is downgraded to a Leisase. What about Rachel with Levi? Levi didn't do the Chalitza. And what about Shprinsa, who didn't do the chalitza? What about her relationship with both Shimon and Levi? So that we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish held that those isurim remain a chi of kares. The only isur that gets downgraded is the isur for those that were involved directly in the chalitza, which is Shimon and Rachel. But everybody else remains with kares. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan held that no, when the man does, when Shimon did the chalitza, he's doing it on behalf of all the brothers, and when Rachel does the chalitza, she's doing it on behalf of all the wives. So therefore, everybody's iser gets downgraded. Just like Shimon and Rachel's iser gets downgraded to being a leisase greda, so too Levi's iser, and so too Shprinsa's iser, everybody's iser gets downgraded to being a leisase greda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish says only the chalitza and the chalitza, and Rabbi Yochanan says, and no, all the brothers and all the wives. So now, Eisvi Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha on Reish Lakish. He said, how could you, Reish Lakish, say that the Isser is only downgraded klape the ones who did the Chalitza? But I have a Braisa which says as follows. The Braisa says, a person, he does Chalitza to his Yavama. So like in our story, Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel. V'chazar u'kitra. And then he went ahead and he married her. Now he's not allowed to, but being that his Isser was downgraded to being a Leisase Greda, the relationship between Shimon and Rachel is a Leisase Greda, so even though it's Asser for them to get married, Lemaisa by a Leisase, at least the Shita of the Chachamim, is that the Kedushin is Taifes, it works. Rabbi Kiva, we're going to see soon, holds not like that. Rabbi Kiva holds even by a Leisase, the Kedushin is not Chal. But the sheet of the Chachamim is that by a Leisase, the Kedushin's Chal. So even though by an Isser Kares, the Kedushin's not even Taifes, but when it comes to an Isser Lav Greda, so then the Kedushin is Taifes. So we have this Shimon, HaChaylitzli Avimta, he did Chalitza with Rachel, V'chazer Rukitcha, and then he married her. So Lekuli Alma, that's only a Leisase, and the Kedushin is Taifes, now he's married to Rachel. And then what happened was, it was Umeis, and then Shimon died without having any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Levi. Rachel falls to Yibam to Levi. Is she chayv in Yibam? The chayra, that's going to depend on the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If you hold that her relationship with Levi, who wasn't involved in the chalitza, is an Isser Kares, so then she's a regular erva. She's a chi of Kares. Of course, she's going to be pater from Yibam. Whereas if you hold that her Isser is just a leisase, like Rabbi Yochanan, so then the chayra, just a leisase, so then she falls to Yibam and she'll require chalitza. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, that umeis tricha chalitza. It says that when Shimon dies, so Rachel now falls to Yibam to Levi, and she requires Chalitza. So that seems to be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, that Bishlam, according to me, that I say that her Leisase gets downgraded, klape everybody to being just a Lav Greda, even klape Levi, she's just a Lav. So then it makes sense. Then the brisa makes sense. That Hainu Ditzricha Chalitza Mina Achen. That's why she falls to Yibam to Levi, and Levi needs to do Chalitza. El Didach, but according to you, that you say that Klape Levi, she's still in Erva, she's a Laisa Seishiesh Bakares, so Amai Tzricha Chalitza. Because why does she even need Chalitza? So that's Rabbi Yechlin's Kasha on Reish Lakish, that's his Raya from the brisa, not like Reish Lakish. However, the Gemara points out that although it's true that the Reisha of the Braisa seems to be a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, the Seifa of the Braisa seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Ulatameich, says the Gemara, according to your reasoning, Rabbi Yochanan, aim a Seifa. Look at the Seifa of the Braisa, and how are you going to understand the Seifa? The Seifa says like this. It says, Amad Echad Mina Achen Ukitcha. It says that again, in our scenario that we've been talking about until now, we had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi being brothers, and Reuven was married to Rachel, and Rachel died without having any children, and Shimon did the chalitza with Rachel. What happened next, until now we've been discussing a story where Shimon then went ahead and married Rachel, the lady who he did chalitza to. Shimon, the one who did chalitza, went and married the one who he did chalitza to. He married Rachel. Says the Seifa of the Braisa, let's say Levi marries Rachel. Is that Kedushin Chal or not? If Levi, after Shimon did chalitza with Rachel, Levi goes ahead and marries her. So is that Kedushin Taifas or not? L'chayra, again, it's going to be Talu in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's just a Laisa Se Greda, so the Kedushin will be Chal. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's still a Laisa Se Sheish Bakaris, because her lav, Klapi Levi, was not downgraded, so then L'chayra, the Kedushin, will not be Taifas. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, Amar Echem Mina Achen Ukitcha. If let's say one of the other brothers, Levi, goes and he marries Rachel, the one who Shimon did chalitza to, so the halacha is ain la olav klom, that she's nothing with him. The kedushin's not taifes. She doesn't even need a get from Levi. The kedushin's completely not taifes. Now wait a second. Says the Gemara, kasha now on Rabbi Yochanan. V'chayvi lavin ninu. And if you're right that her iser klape Levi is just a leisase, it's a leisase greda. So amai ain la olav klom. So why is the kedushin not taifes? It's just a leisase. So the kedushin should be taifes. So I'm Rav Sheisha said to answer for Rabbi Yochanan, that Seifa Asan L'Rabbi Akiva, that the Seifa that says that the Kedushin is not Taifis with Levi, that's going along within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvei Lavin, who says that Kedushin is not Chal with even a person who's just a Chayvei Lav. So that's why the Seifa says that the Kedushin is not Taifis with Levi. So even though in the Reisha we had the Kedushin being Taifis with Shimon, which was just, it was a Lav, that's because the Reisha is going on Libid HaChamim. But the Seifa is going on Libid Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva, who says the Kedushin is not Taifis with Chayvei Lavin. And that's why the Braisa says that according to Rabbi Akiva, so then the Kedushin will not be Taifis with Levi. However, ask the Gemara, v'listni l'diver Rabbi Akiva, ain't like olav klum. So ask the Gemara, if that's true, that the Braisa wants to speak out, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin's not Taifes with Chayvei Lavin, and therefore the Kedushin's not Taifes, so it should say that much more directly. It should say that according to Rabbi Akiva, ain't like olav klum. Or, some learn that it's even we could have even kept the same case as the Reisha. We could have kept the same case as that we had in the Reisha, where Shimon married Rachel, after doing chalitza with Rachel, Shimon married Rachel, and the Seifa of the Braisa could have said, even within that same case, that although we just said that the Kedushin was Chal, and now she falls to Yibam to Levi, and she needs chalitza, but L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, then the Kedushin was never Chal. We only need to switch the case and talk about Levi marrying Rachel. We could have spoken about the same case of Shimon marrying Rachel, and just said that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin is not Taifes. So to say that the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't seem to be a sufficient teretz. So says the Gemara Kasha, it's Taka Kasha, that the Seifa of the Braisa does not seem to be going like Rabbi Yochanan. So it comes out that the Reisha of the Braisa, which says that if Shimon marries Rachel after doing chalitza, so then if Shimon dies, she falls to Yibam to Levi, and Levi needs to do chalitza. That seems to be going like Rabbi Yochanan, that she's just a chayvei lav. However, the Seifa, which says that if Levi marries her, the Kedushin is not taifes, that seems to be going like Reish Lakish, who says that she's a chiyuv kares. So says the Gemara that Rav Ashi savor la Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, that Rav Ashi held the halacha like Reish Lakish, that the only ones whose Isser gets downgraded is the ones who were actively involved in the Chalitza. Umitaritz lo k'Rav Shimon. And he answers up the whole Braisa, as the Gemara will explain shortly. He makes sense of the whole Braisa, even the Reisha, like the Shita of Reish Lakish, by using the Shita of Rav Shimon. We'll explain soon what that means. Whereas Ravina savar lo k'Rav Yochanan, Ravina held the k'Rav Yochanan that everybody's Isser gets downgraded. So the Braisha of the Braisa makes a lot of sense. And even the Seif of the Braisa, Umitaritz k'Rabbanan, he explains the Seif of the Braisa by using the Shita of the Rabbanan, which again the Gemara will explain what that means. So first, says the Gemara, that Rav Ashi savar lo k'Reish Lakish, that Rav Ashi held like Reish Lakish, that only the ones who are actively involved in the Chalitza, their Isser gets downgraded, but klape everybody else, klape Levi, Rachel is still a Chi of Karis, Umitaritz lo k'Rav Shimon, and he was still able to explain the Braisa, even the Reisha, which says that Rachel could then fall to Yibam when Shimon dies, after Shimon marries her, that Rachel could still fall to Yibam. Rav Ashi had a way of explaining that by using the Shita of Rav Shimon. The Shita of Rav Shimon that he's referring to over here is the Shita that we've quoted before for Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's Shita about Eishes Ach Shalhaya Bayulamai. That the case is that you have, let's say, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven dies without having any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon. And Shimon does Yibam with Rachel, and then after Shimon does Yibam with Rachel, Levi is born. Levi is born now, and Shimon then dies without having any children. So does Rachel fall to Yibam to Levi or not? That's a machlaikas, Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. The way the Chachamim hold is that, no, that's a case of Eishes Ach Shehaya Bayulamai, because since Rachel had a relationship with Reuven, and Levi and Reuven were never around in this world at the same time, so that's an Isser of Eishes Ach Shehaya Bayulamai. Whereas Rav Shimon's Shita, at least for sure in this type of case, Rav Shimon's Shita is that, no, in this case, once Shimon marries Rachel, so now we klape Levi, we don't have to view her as being the wife of Reuven. She's just the wife of Shimon. So when Shimon dies without having any children, so now she's going to be mutter to Levi. Reb Shimon holds that that's not a case of Eishes Ach Shehaya Bayulamai. He holds that in such a case, Levi would be allowed to marry Rachel, to do Yibam with Rachel. So now says Rav Ashi, based on that sheet of Reb Shimon, I can answer up the whole Braisa that it's going like Reish Lakish. The Braisa says like this. The Braisa had said, "Achelitz liyavimtai," that we had the case again. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven died without having children. Shimon did chalitza with Rachel, and achelitz liyavimtai. Shimon did chalitza with Rachel. V'chazaru kitcha, and then Shimon, whose Isser for sure got downgraded to being alive with Rachel, he went ahead and he married her. He married Rachel. And the Braisa says that if Shimon then dies without having any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Levi, and Tzricha Chalitza min Achen, and she requires Chalitza. Now we asked, that doesn't seem to make any sense according to Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, the only ones whose Leisa say gets downgraded is Rachel and Shimon. But Rachel klape the other brothers, like Levi in our story, so her Leisa say remains a Leisa say Sheish Bakaris. If so, she shouldn't require Chalitza. So why does the Braisa say she requires chalitza? So says Rav Ashi, man achin hayeludim. Because when the Braisa says that she requires chalitza man achin, in a chanami, it's not referring to Levi. Avada klape Levi, she's a chi of kares, and therefore she would never need chalitza from Levi. Achin is referring to a brother who's then born later. A brother who was not alive at the time that Reuven died. Reuven had died, Shimon did chalitza and then married her, and then Yehuda was born. So now, klape Yehuda lefi Reb Shimon, it's not a problem of Eishes Ach Shehaya Bayulamai, just a regular Eishes Ach. And because he never got the Isser, because he wasn't around at the time that Shimon did the Chalitza, so now when Shimon dies, so it's a regular case of Eishes Ach, and now Rachel's gonna fall to Yibam to Yehuda. Keman Kreb Shimon, which is going like the Sheet of Reb Shimon, that there's no problem of Eishes Ach Shehaya Bayulamai, and where there's a little bit of a chiddush here, is that even though we said that once Shimon does Chalitza, so now she becomes a Leisa Seh, according to Reish Lakish, she becomes a Leisa Seh Sheish Bakares, she remains really a Leisa Seh Sheish Bakares clapping the other brothers, and that Isser can never go away. But being that Yehuda wasn't alive at that time, so to Yehuda, we don't have such a halacha that she's Nesra to Yehuda. She never fell to Yehuda. Memela, once Shimon is married to her, and Shimon dies, and doesn't have any children, so then Rachel is able to fall to Yibam to Yehuda, and she'll require Chalitza. That's the pshat in the Braisa. And then the sefer of the Braisa is Muvan Me'ilav, according to Reish Lakish, that the sefer of the Braisa says, Amad Echa, that if, let's say, after Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel, one of the children who were alive already, like Levi, he went ahead and he was Kitcha, he married, or attempted to marry Rachel, so then the Halacha is Ein La'al of Klum, because that's a Chiv Kares, Kiman Reish Lakish, which is like very simply understood based on the Shita of Reish Lakish. Now, says the Gemara that Ravina savor like Rabbi Yochanan umetaritz la'aliba de Rabbanan. Whereas Ravina held like the Rabban, like Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody's Isser gets downgraded. The Mela, the Reisha of the Braisa is Muvan Me'elav. It's very self-explanatory. We understand the Reisha of the Braisa, but the Seifa of the Braisa was very Shver. Because the Seifa of the Braisa says that if Levi, it seems to say that if Levi tries to marry Rachel, so the Kedushin is not Taifes, and the question is why not? L'chayra, it's just a lav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody's Isser gets downgraded to just being a lav. So why, if Levi tries to marry Rachel after Shimon does Chalitza, why is the Kedushin not Taifes? L'chayra, it's just a lav. So Ravina answered it by using the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there is an Isser of Eishes Ach Shor HaYabai Lamai. Says Ravina like this. This is the way you read the Braisa. Someone who did Chalitza. Shimon who did Chalitza with Rachel. And then Shimon went ahead and he married her. So the halacha is, if Shimon dies without having any children, Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. So Rachel will need Chalitza from Levi. Manachin, Achin HaNeiladim. It means the brother who's even alive at that time, even referring to Levi. Still, she needs Chalitza because Levi's Leisase was downgraded to just being a Leisase Greda, and no longer is it a Leisase Sheish Bakares, which is Kemanka Rabbi Yochanan, which is like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that everybody's Leisase gets downgraded. And then the Braisa, what's this pshan in the Seifa of the Braisa? So says Ravino, this is the way you read the Seifa of the Braisa. That Amad Echa Menayeludim Vukitcha, we're not talking about Levi. Another brother was then born after Shimon did the Chalitza. After Shimon did the Chalitza, Yehuda was born. So being that he wasn't alive at the time that Shimon did the Chalitza, his Laisase was never downgraded. Levi's Laisase was downgraded because Shimon acted as his Shliach. He was a Shliach for all the brothers. So Mamela, everybody who was alive at the time, their Laisase gets downgraded through Shimon doing Chalitza. But if Yehuda is then born afterwards, so his Laisase is still Laisase Sheish Bakaris. Mamela, if he tries marrying Rachel after Shimon did Chalitza, Ein La Olav Klum, so then that the Kedushin is not Taifes, and that's Keman Karabanan, who say that in such a case there is an Isser of Eishes Ach Shahe by Lama, it's a Chiv Kares, and that's why the Kedushin is not Taifes, so that's how we could explain the entire Braisa, even like Rabbi Yaich. Now says the Gemara Vayter, that Itmar, so until now we've been discussing a case where we had, again, the same family situation. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who are brothers. And Reuven is married to Rachel, let's throw in the Tzara. He's married to Rachel and to Shmrinsa. And Reuven dies without having any children. And so until now we've been discussing a case where Shimon then he goes and he does Chalitza with Rachel. And we said that now their Laisase gets downgraded, and Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about everybody else's Laisase. However, now the Gemara is going to talk about a case where instead of doing Chalitza, what about a case where Shimon did Yibam with Rachel? Shimon did Yibam with Rachel, and so now what's the story with Shmrinsa? So now again, Klape Shimon, Shimon who's the one who did the Yibam with Rachel, so Klape Shimon, his Isser to Shmrinsa is for sure not a Laisase Sheish Bakaris anymore. It's not even a Laisase, we'll see, it's just an Ase. It comes from the fact that the Pasuk says, Kacha Yasa Lish Asher Yivne as Beis Achiv. It says a person's supposed to build Beis Achiv. We learn from there, Bayis Achilu Baina Veinu Baina Shnei Batim, that he's only supposed to build one house, not two houses. He's only allowed to do Yibam with one of the wives and not two of the wives. Even though it sounds like it's a Laisase, don't marry two of the wives, but being that it really just comes from a diak of an assay that he's supposed to build by Beis Achiv, he's supposed to build his brother's house, so it has the status of an assay. So again, so Klape Shimon, the one who did Yibam with Rachel, for sure his Isser to Shmrinsa is now downgraded from being a Laisase Sheish Bakares into just being an assay. The question is what about the other brothers? What about Levi? What about Levi's relationship with Shprinsa? Is that a Leisa Seishiesh Bakaris? Or is his sister also that get downgraded to being an Asay? So of course, it's going to be Talion, Rabbi Eichon Reish Lakish. Do we say that Shimon's acting as a Shliach of all the brothers, and just like his sister gets downgraded to being an Asay, so too Levi's sister gets downgraded? Or do we say no, that only the ones who are actively involved, Shimon's sister gets downgraded to being an Asay, but Levi's remains a Leisa Seishiesh Bakaris? So says the Gemara, Itmar Haval Yavama, Shimon, instead of doing Chalitza with Rachel, he does Yibam with Rachel, Ubo Echem in Aachen al Tzarasa, and then one of the brothers, who we'll call Levi, he has a relationship with the Tzara, with Shprinsa. So Pligi Barav Achav Ravina, so the Zmachlaik is how to view that relationship. Chad Amr Bekaris, Uchad Amr Baase. One of them said that Levi's Isser to Shprinsa is a Chi of Kares, the other one said it's just an Asay. So Man Amr Bekaris is Kresh Lakish. The one who says it's Kares, that's like Kresh Lakish. That only Shimon's Isser got downgraded, but not Levi's. Man d'amr ba'asei is Krebi Eichnan. Whereas the man d'amr who says it's an asei, it's because Shimon was a shliach for everybody, for all the brothers, and just like his iser to Shprinsa got downgraded to being an asei, so too the iser for Levi also gets downgraded. New Gemara now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Says Rav Yehuda Marav, Tzara Saita Asura. Now halacha is like this, the story is like this. We have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Reuven is married to Rachel and to Shprinsa. And Rachel goes, and Rachel is Mizana. Let's talk about a case, not a Saita that's a Suffolk, it's not clear what happened. Let's say a case that we know, we have Adam, Rachel is Mizana. The halacha is that, being that Rachel is Mizana, she becomes Aser Echel Abav Echel Abayol. For the purposes of our sugya, we'll talk about the Issa to the Baal. She becomes Aser to her husband. Her husband has to divorce her. She's now Aser forever to Reuven. Now that she was Mizana, she's Aser to Reuven. Let's say before Reuven got a chance to divorce her, Reuven died. So now Rachel and Shprinsa fall to Yibam to Shimon. Says Rav Yehuda Marav, Tzara Saita Asura, just like Rachel, of course, being that she's a Saita, she was Mizana, so, and she had an Issa to Reuven, so that Issa will carry on to Shimon. Just like she's Aser to Shimon, so too the Tzara, Shprinsa, is also Aser to Shimon. Question is why? Where do we ever find that Isha who's Mizana, Tachas Bailov, that she has the din of an Erva? So says the Gemara, says Rav, I'll tell you where. Because Tumak Sivba ke Arayas. It doesn't mamish, she's not mamish in the parish of Arayas, but it just like it says, by a Saita, it uses a Lashon of Tumma, the Pasuk says, Venistra Vinitma, and which is, Tumma is also a word that it says by the Arayas, so we darshan from there, that just like it says Tumma by Arayas, and it says Tumma by Saita, so a Saita, Isha who's Mezan and Tachas Bailov, she has the din of an Erva, and just like an Erva is Pata from Yibam and she Pata's the Tzara, so too a Saita, when she falls to Yibam, when Rachel falls to Yibam, not only will she be pater, but she'll also pater the tzara, she'll pater Shprinsa. Mas and Rav Chista, however, Rav Chista asked the Kasha, that Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon says, and this is a sugya later on Pezayinu Mabez, Rav Shimon said over like this, the story goes like this, the story is that Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shprinsa, and Reuven went away, he went on a business trip, he was out of the country for a long time, and he was supposed to come back by a certain time, and Lamaisa, he never came back. So, Rachel and Shprinsa, they became like an aguna, they couldn't get remarried, they didn't know what happened to their husband. An Eid Echad comes, and an Eid Echad says to Rachel and to Shprinsa, you should know, I was in that faraway place together with Reuven, and I saw somebody killed Reuven, Reuven's dead. Reuven's dead, you're free to get remarried. The halacha is that we trust in Eid Echon in such a situation, b'makam aguna, we're mekel, and therefore we say, now Rachel and Shprinsa are allowed to get remarried. What happened was next, is that Rachel went and she actually got remarried. Rachel got remarried to Baruch, Rachel married Baruch, and while there she's married to Baruch, Reuven comes back. They thought he was dead, but Lamaisa, he came back. Reuven comes back. So the halacha is that now Rachel is not allowed to be with Reuven anymore. It's Gzeira d'Rabbanan. They made it even though technically she was Mizana Tachas Bailov, right? Because she was together with Baruch even though she was married to Reuven. She thought Reuven was dead. Lamaisa, he was alive. So when Rachel was together with Baruch, that's technically called being Mizana Tachas Bailov. Now technically speaking, it was Ba'ines because she thought Reuven was dead. So midaraisa, she does not become aser to Reuven. However, the Rabbanim wanted to make sure people are careful before they get remarried, to make sure that they really trust the Eid Echad, to make sure that they're really careful to really believe that their husband is dead. So they said that in such a situation, if such a situation would happen, that Rachel becomes aser to Reuven. She has to get divorced from Reuven. She can't stay married to Baruch because she was mezana with him. And she also can't stay married to Reuven, who's her husband, because she was mezana tachas bailav. That's the din d'rabbanan. So now says Reb Shimon Omer. So the case continues. So now let's say Reuven, who had a brother Shimon, Reuven died without having any children. Reuven died, and he has this Rachel, who he has to get divorced to because of this gzeira of this takana d'rabbanan. And then he also has Shpinsa, who falls to Yibam to Shimon. So Rachel, who thought Reuven was dead and got remarried to Baruch, Rachel now falls to Yibam to Shimon, and also Shprinza, who never got remarried, Shprinza also falls to Yibam to Shimon. So says Reb Shimon Aimer, that be asa oichalitzasa me achav shall reshain, that the Yibam or the chalitza from Shimon's brother, from Reuven's brother, meaning Shimon, paitaras tzarasa. That if Shimon were to do Yibam or chalitza with Rachel, so that's going to patter the tzara. So what do you see from all this? You see that the Saita does not patter the tzara. In fact, she herself is chayiv in Yibam and Chalitza. Even she herself needs Yibam or Chalitza, like you see from this sugya, from this psak of Reb Shimon, that even the Saita herself needs Yibam or Chalitza. Rachel, who's for all intents and purposes like a Saita, she needs Yibam or Chalitza. So how could Rav Yehuda Amar Rav tell us that the Saita patters the tzara when we see from this braisa, from the sheet of Reb Shimon, that not only does she not patter the tzara, but she herself requires Chalitza and Yibam, and if Shimon does chalitza or yibam with her, so that's how you get rid of the zika from the tzara. Not like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that the saita automatically patters the tzara. So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav. Rav will tell you that Amina Lucha Ana Saita De Araisa. That which I said that the Saita patters the tzara, that's because it's Tumek Siv Bakarayis. That's when you're talking about the Saita Midaraisa, the Saita who bemazed was Mizana Tachas Bailov. Va'at Amritli Saita De Rabbanon. You're talking about the case of a Saita de Rabbanan. She's not really a Saita, she's an Aines. She thought her husband was dead. It's true, it's a Takana de Rabbanan that she has to leave her husband. But that's only a Saita de Rabbanan, and so Mamela, she's not going to pat on the Tzara, and she herself will be Chayv and Yibam or Chalitza. So says the Gemara, that seems like such a Pasha de Teretz, that this is not a real Saita, this is just a Saita de Rabbanan. So how could you ask from here on what Rav said about a real Saita Minatayra, about a Saita de Chsiv, that Tumik Siv Bakarayis? What was the Havamina? Says the Gemara, Udekarila, my Karila. The one who asked the question, what was he thinking? Why did he even think to ask such a question? So says the Gemara, I'll explain to you the Havamina. The Havamina was that Kesavar called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun. That it's true, it's just the Rabbanan, but generally speaking, when the Rabbanan make a Takana, so they fashion it after the Daraisa. And so if on a Daraisa level, we would have said that a Saita patters the Tzara, so then the Rabbanan should also say that on a Rabbanan level, that a Saita patters the Tzara. And for sure that she herself is patted because she's like an erva, and for sure it wouldn't help for Shimon to do Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel. She would have to go straight to Shprinza, if anything. But that was the Havamina, that if it was really true that on a Daraisa level a Saita is like an erva, so we should have found that also in the Darabanan Saita. We should have found some sort of representation of that in the Darabanan Saita, and that's why the one who asked the question, that's why he had a Havamina to ask from here, even though it's only a Saita Darabanan, because you should usually be able to see something about the Daraisa in the Darabanan. So what's Taka the Kamash Malan? So Rav Shteinman asked, so we do find that is how Rabbanan make the Rabbanans. It's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. So what's Pshat over here they didn't? So Rav Shteinman explains that the Havamina was that the way they made the Isser for Rachel to Reuven, in this case, where Reuven went out on the business trip, and he comes back, and Rachel was married to Baruch. The halacha is that Rachel has to get divorced from Reuven. The Havamina Havamina was that they made her into a Saita Durabanan. So if they made her into a Saita Durabanan, then Eina Chanami. So then it would be called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun, and we should have found some sort of representation of the Din Daraisa in this Durabanan. But the Kamash Malan is that, and it's not even a Din Saita Durabanan. The Kamash Malan is that they made Stam, they made it to Kana that she has to get divorced. It's not that she's a Saita Durabanan, it's Stam Xera that they have to get divorced, but it's not Midin Saita Durabanan, and that's why you don't find any sort of representation of the Daraisa in the Durabanan, because this isn't the Saita Durabanan. Al Kapanim, that's the answer to the Gemara's Kasha, so we still have Rav's Halacha, that without a question on it, we have Rav's Halacha, that a Saita, she's Midaraisa like an Erva, because Tumek Siba Karayis, and Mamela Shalpater, the Tzara, as Hashem will discuss this in more details in the following shir.